What's up? We back in PNP's me.
Yeah. Look, I'm throwing in ad libs like it's a rap track. What's up? Yeah. I mean, you came in with the what's up, so I'm just following your lead.
You're right. It's PRIME and with Lee Boy. Obviously, he done said what's up, but you know.
Leeboy TV and PRIME. I'm telling you, this is like a rap duo in the making, bro. We gotta put some rhymes together, some tracks down. You ready? Uh-oh, those the MC glasses. Look, you ready?
No, those are not.
Oh man, you ready to write some rhymes with those?
Yeah, all right, sure.
Oh, for everyone just listening, Prime just threw on his glasses right now, so it looked like he was, you know, becoming MC Scribe right now. That's what's about to go down. But anyway, man, tell the people why we're here today. Enough goofing around.
We are doing another movie. Just, you know, people are actually liking the rating thing. They're actually liking it.
Oh, the nostalgia star, huh? They like that.
I think one podcast had a problem with Halloween Town because they said, why do we give Debbie Reynolds a C?
Because that is a big person as far as the cast. So yeah, I could listen to an argument about that.
I mean,
other than Debbie,
probably the only person. Yeah,
yeah. I was gonna say, who else are we talking?
I mean, the mom was in the Ninja Turtles, and that's it. Like, the rest of them kind of just stayed to that series.
And how great was Debbie? Actually, wasn't bad in that movie. She wasn't too bad, but I mean,
it was kind of bad.
Yeah, she was like.
And they're frozen.
So, a couple of them freeze scenes just like lost me. So, hip, you can miss me with that argument, actually. You know, see it is.
But
get in the comments with your gripes.
Anyways, we are doing Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius. I picked this out, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Because it's like the 20th anniversary of it. So, it's cool. Why not do this?
2001, man. I didn't realize Jimmy Neutron was that old. But yeah, it's been around for quite a while. I mean, obviously, this is when the movie came out. So when did the series actually drop?
This is actually the pilot to the series.
Oh, yes. That little piece of history right there.
The series came out in 2002, I believe. So
okay, man. Well, that makes sense because I'm like, damn, this is like way back. So, movie first or the pilot first, and then
this is the movie. I call it pilot because it is the introduction. But
now, was this movie, was it released anywhere? Like, was it released in theaters or on Nickelodeon or
a theater? Theaters, it had to be theaters. Mm-hmm. Had to be.
It just got greenlit for the episodes.
I think it was always supposed to be movie and show. But I think the original was supposed to be like the first three episodes of like a TV, first three episodes and then the show, not like a full on movie and then the show.
Right. So it kind of blends together. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, I never knew that about that. That's a little piece of history. A Prime always dropping them little tidbits, little research nuggets. We appreciate it.
Nah, I know you don't watch the show. Well, you probably seen parts or whatever, but they kind of look different from the show than the movie, like different wardrobe or whatever. So that's kind of like them testing out outfits.
So it gets better. It gets better in this TV show. Yeah. Well, okay. So just a real quick breakdown because I'm brand new to these characters. What was the funny character guy name that loved Lord something? He was
Sheen.
Like
Sheen.
Sheen.
Yeah.
Okay. He's funny.
He got his own spin-off. Okay. He got his own spinoff. He's the only one that got his own.
I've seen him quite a bit. So that guy is, they be having him doing the most. And then obviously Slick Nick. And we'll get into it though.
So just off the bat, how did you feel about the introduction to him? Because I think they introduced him as if we already knew him, which I kind of liked.
Jimmy.
Yeah, like the whole everybody. Like, you feel like you already knew him.
Yeah, and which is why I'm surprised that this is actually an intro to the series, because I'm like, oh, okay, they didn't really explain too much time explaining, because he already has all these inventions. People are looking at him like, oh, it's just normal Jimmy. He's out here flying, and you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't got nothing to say about this. So I figured that this was like, oh, it's already been well established that Jimmy Neutron's just the genius of the neighborhood. But yeah, everybody wasn't even batting an eye at his crazy invention. So I thought that was a little strange. You know, I would have had a couple questions.
Yeah.
But
I'd just be like, oh, he just throwing it up. Because sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work. Obviously, that's what right. We see.
In the bubble so, but, from the very beginning, he was like, running along the school bus, like, y'all ain't going to stop this kid.
It's like when he does it in front of people, it don't work. When he's like him and his friends, it works. So it's kind of like, he's kind of like a failed scientist.
So that carry on throughout the show too as well? So yeah, like people are like always laughing at him, like, nah, you can't do it. Similar to a little bit what's going on, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And they even shrunk the teacher, which was funny. But yeah, it's like you can't never get it right, and then somehow you just get it right.
Yeah. Yep. But I don't know where to start. You know what? Let's start with the actual intro of like his hair machine, him waking up, being late. This has a good soundtrack, by the way, at least to me.
Well, was Lil Romeo in there at the end rapping? I bet you it probably
was.
But yeah, in the beginning, And I already said it once, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. He had his whole house tricked out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He had, like you said, the...
Well, just his room.
Just his room, right? And then later on, we see the secret lair a little bit later on.
Well, it's not really secret. Well,
is it the same or different?
No, it's the same, but it's not secret, really.
His mom knows about it? Like, that's what I'll be tripping off about. Like,
no, his mom just thinks it's that room.
Okay, so in the room, right, we see him, he's got the machine that helps him brush his teeth and do his hair, right? So we see that part. But later mm-hmm. on, we see him with the burping soda
and all these things. Mm-hmm. In the series, that room was like a garage type of thing.
Right, right.
So he just goes into the garage and his parents just think it's just like chairs and whatever in there. Then he takes his hair and scans it. And then it's a whole... Yeah. Labs. So it's like Dexter's laboratory. So
that part is secret. I just skipped to like the half the movie. Yeah.
No. So his parents are the only ones that don't know. Like his friends and all that, they know the lair.
Okay. So. No, because during that part, I was thinking like this is like some really Willy Wonka type stuff. Like you got all these different inventions, mm-hmm. and then they literally drank the burping soda, which is just like the fizzy lifting drink. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. But obviously this is a more scientific approach. So yeah, it was dope. I think just kind of seeing that in his house, how they, think of all these things kids would want, how, you know, they don't have to brush their teeth or brush their hair and all that. And it's a classic type of intro that we get from like a smart inventor's house. And you see that in a couple movies.
Yeah. By the way, him going to school in the little bubblegum and that song that's playing. Mm-hmm. That's the intro to the show, but a dip put like a cover of it.
Oh, so they brought that back, that song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dope. This is like a rock remix to it, but the other one is like, it's the same lyrics and everything. Just thought, I'd throw that in there. Mm-hmm. But I guess we're gonna skip forward a little bit.
Well, while we're in the house, can we get on his parents and just how funny they are? Don't talk to strangers, even if they are advanced alien civilization. Like, they always got some funny stuff going on, especially that dad, right? He's just like,
I'm surprised the dad has not had a spinoff. Like,
right.
I'm so surprised he has it. Because I don't say he's one of the funniest characters behind Sheen. He's one of the, like, just why? Like,
he reminds me a lot of, like the crazy news reporter that don't know nothing that's supposed to be so smart, right? He definitely gave some comic relief to the show, I would say.
Definitely. And it's like unneeded.
He's all over the place.
Exactly. I'm gonna have to see you like a clip or something later, but he's like, he is just It's got to be a compilation of him. Somewhere.
Yeah, he's just always saying off the wall stuff, but it kind of makes sense, but it don't make no sense.
Not at all. But so we're introduced to Sheen, Carl, his two friends. Of course, Sheen is obsessed with Ultra Lord. Carl is obsessed with llamas. They're both character traits in the whole show and everything. You see Cindy and Libby, best friends. Cindy does not like karate in the show, so I guess they just gave this to her. But, you know, Libby likes hip-hop and everything. Just introduction to the characters and everything. Now let's go into the story. Pretty much, Jimmy wants to talk to aliens. So they don't think they exist.
And then he sends that damn toaster satellite in orbit, right? So obviously, you know, him being so darn smart is just gonna get him into so much trouble. He got that big head, and I just thought it was hilarious. You know, Jimmy got a big head when aliens think you got a big head. It was like, look at this big head boy. I bet you his parents are delicious. Obviously, these aliens didn't have big heads, so they dodged that stereotype. But Jimmy, gosh, his big head got him all the way to another universe, literally. But so yeah, he throws the toaster up, and they get some kind of correspondence from Jimmy. He tells them exactly where they are, not knowing that they will be coming to eat up everybody. And then in the background, he missed the alert because he's going to Retroland.
Right. Yeah, so that's the big part. He wants to go to the opening of Retroland, which is a theme park. And his mom says no, he burns the house on fire almost. But he goes to Retroland, he sneaks out. He has a device that, like, it's like an illusion that makes him seem like he's sleeping in the bed.
Right.
Yeah. So he sneaks out, goes to Rachel, and him and his friends to go have a good time. Also, Pop is playing. This is the only time I know Pop. I didn't even know who sings it. Pop is by Instant. Right. I was like, all right, cool. Then when they get back, the parents are gone. And they're like, oh, our parents are going. So then they throw a party for like 2 days.
Right. So, yeah, first off, who just leaves? How old is Jimmy, and why is his parents just leaving him at home for so long?
I think he's
that smart? Like,
nah, they got abducted, but I think he's, I don't know how old they're supposed to be, 10 maybe?
So yeah, they left a note that they would be home in the morning, right? But he just thought it was normal, but really it was the aliens writing the notes, right? That's how he kind of discovered, oh, my parents, they would have been back, but if it wasn't for this alien civilization that has been contacting me on their behalf. So, very interesting there.
And then, of course, when everybody, the parents go, and the kids are just eating candy, doing all this old normal stuff. So,
you get some classic, like, parents out of town scenes, and then it's like, okay, are they coming back?
Yeah. I think my favorite one is the guy. He's like, we had a candy eating contest, and I won, and they panned out, and he's like 500.
Yeah, he's like sad. He literally pops his button. Yeah, that part was, I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty funny. Because if we didn't mention it, this is definitely my first time watching anything Jimmy Neutron. So I was just, wasn't sure what to expect. But there are some funny moments, funny elements, and little random parts like that make it worthwhile. So,
yeah. Also, another side note: the teacher gets shrunk, Miss Fowl, and Nick is just there just to be the cool guy. Those are two. You can fit them in anywhere in this little story. But they find out the parents are missing. They build these objects, these spaceships from rods at Richland. So they just destroy Richland basically. And they're like, all right, we're gonna take all these rods, make them into spaceships, which they do. And they go into space to find their parents, which is, it's kind of weird. It's like, it's, you either go all the way with science or you don't. So I guess they was like, whatever, we don't need helmets.
Wait, helmets where? To get out to space?
Yeah, like they talk. They talk all about the space and like the so-and-so and the spears and all that. And then they just don't have helmets. But
they don't have the helmets, no covering, nothing to nothing to account for the gravity change or anything like that, right? Yeah, so yeah, I mean, there's a lot of discrepancies here. Obviously, like you said, they went with the science, but it's like, I mean, just the fact that later on he gonna make that phone call to Goddard. It's like, come on, he's making phone calls in space. And they even say, oh, I don't think my coverage
works outside out of this galaxy. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, they was making moves out in space real easy now. I'm like, man, what kind of budget this little Jimmy Neutron got?
Yeah. So they get to the aliens, they get caught in a sense. And they're in jail. And then that's when everybody finds out it's Jimmy's fault. Everybody's here. And then they turn their back on him. Like, he's not the reason that they even there in the first place.
Right, right. Because he missed the notification that the aliens was coming from being at Retroland or whatever. So he didn't really have the connection either, right? Like, he kind of like forgot or something. Like, yeah. Jimmy was just going on off his toes. He was just freestyling up there, and then they showed him that video. Hi, I'm Jimmy Neutron from this and this coordinates. He was shocked. He was like, oh man. Yeah, no, I love those type of scenes where someone just gets outed. That's like the damn Wizard of Oz when they throw that curtain back on Oz, like, nah. Yep, that was you, Jimmy, doing the most, trying to contact space. And why was he trying to contact the aliens in the first place?
Because he's just a science kid that just wants to see the other species.
Yeah, he's doing the most.
So he uses Goddard. Does this thing where he plays dead and just explodes the whole thing. That happens. So it's Goddard kids versus these aliens. And this whole time, Nick is like, all right, I'm about to beat these aliens up. I'm about to, these aliens are fried.
Nick, slick Nick, huh? he was slick the whole movie. Taking people's girls, telling them to go to Retro Land. Look, he was the big boss talking all that stuff about them aliens. And then what?
And then the alien. No. What? First of all, he did beat up two aliens.
He got it off real quick. Look,
but then the parents, they want to feed the parents to this thing. And only one head popped out. Not even a whole, just the head popped out. And then, of course,
Nick already knew. And the only reason I remember that scream is because, you know, my youngest son, he had to scream right along with, he thought he was in the movie. He was screaming along with Nick. But like you said, only one eye had popped out. And I was not expecting to see what came out of this egg. Like, this was
me neither.
A crazy looking. This ain't an animal. This is
poultra.
It's a that's what it's called, poultra.
Yeah.
It's a birdosaur. That's what it was. It has two T-Rex legs, a little chicken body, and some
and like three eyes,
crazy looking mouth. And it was cool because you could tell that this was like actually the most 3D, or you could tell the graphics was actually stepped up on that enemy, that beast, whatever it was. Pulsor? What did you call it?
Poulter.
I have no idea.
Just like. Poulter is not even the final boss.
But like it's not the final boss. But
they don't even defeat.
Sometimes, yeah.
They don't even defeat it. They just leave. Like, they're just like, all right, everybody get on the ship and let's go. But then everybody on the ship, they go and then they get followed, and then they use the sun as.
Y'all want to see fried chicken? That's what. Y'all want to see some fried chicken? I was like, who's a chicken? Did I miss something? Because Poulter was kind of a piece of chicken, but not the aliens. But
I think their ships were chickens.
Were they? Okay, see, I knew it was something. I don't remember. It was something in there because I was lost. But he was talking about some fried chicken. I was like, oh, forgot about dinner. So yeah.
They make fun of his head. Obviously, calls him little, and he pretty much gets out and uses his shrink ray to grow, and then he's bigger than the ship and kind of just tosses out the air like that.
Yeah. And I thought it was ironic because, you know, I was thinking about how big Jimmy's head was throughout the movie. And I'm like, mm-hmm. this is crazy. And then they blew him up. You know, he gets rid of the spaceship with literally just the breath of in his lungs. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about it take a year and 7 days to get around Jimmy head. I was like, oh man. And that was my boy. What was his name? The crazy boy?
She
was like, oh, it says here that it takes a year and 7 days to get around Jimmy Neutron's head. I was like, oh Lord, this is hilarious. But he had a dome on him, Big Jim. Yeah. Big Jim.
So that's basically the end. Pretty much they save everybody, the parents and all that.
He goes back home, meets up with his parents. Does he confess to him? I kind of lost. It was left.
Nah, he kind of did.
He didn't tell him that he put the bait out for the aliens, nothing.
Nah, he did not say any of that.
Jimmy, okay, so he just a lying a little
well, he didn't lie. He just say I'm just a reason. He just said I saved y'all. That was kind of
it. Just seems like this is probably a reoccurring theme throughout the whole series. Is he just never fesses up? He always has a way to cover his tracks.
Well,
He's so smart.
Usually, his parents are not the ones in the trouble. But yeah, usually they're clueless until like the dad does something stupid, like walk in the way of somebody getting shot or something.
Jimmy.
But real quick before we go to the star rating, I want to say I do like the side characters, like Sheen. I like Sheen and his main group of friends, Goddard. It's cool. I'm surprised like they never did another type of spinoff with anybody else. Like the dad, I think the dad, the mom probably have a good spinoff, but you know.
So what is the Sheen spinoff about?
He accidentally takes Jimmy's spaceship to another planet and gets stuck there.
Okay. I mean, that's random. But yeah. I thought Sheen was okay. It seemed like a little bit something wrong with Sheen, but
are you sure?
I ain't trying to judge a little Sheen, but Lord. And then Jimmy, it was cool. I ain't gonna say nothing bad about it. There's nothing wrong with this one, especially from the time that it came out. I think it's pretty good, especially as a movie. Would definitely want to dive into maybe a season of the series and see, if the kids would enjoy it, because at least I do like that they talk some real science or at least theories that are somewhat followable. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. And
I like to get, if I could expose my kids to that type of discussion, I think this would be a good way. And it was pretty good, pretty funny as well. Some pretty funny moments throughout, I think.
Yeah, and Jimmy has this thing where he thinks about something to help him get out of trouble, causes the brain blast, because, you know, kind of how his mind works.
That's when it like turned pink, right? And it was like,
yeah, going his brain. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So that's kind of like, his thing is like a brain blast when he's in a jam or something. He's like, think, and then they kind of go
like
in his
three
ear.
Clues, yeah, like three clues together and be like, oh, I could do this, yeah,
yep,
I like that. So,
the show is actually like pretty, like it's like this, where it's in show form. Mm-hmm. They're gonna have, I think, it's a good show,
yeah, see, they educational have, and entertaining for sure. What they call the edutainment.
Wow, it's better than a poster.
Gentlemen, this will be a night we shan't easily forget.
I don't know what shan't means, but let's go.
Do you promise to use your powers for good and not evil?
Yes, yes, Azalars.
Now, counterpart, take this Ultra Mask.
I will.
And lead the fight for justice.
Is this kid with anyone?
You'd be home in bed instead of riding this monster.
All right, PNP, we're here with another Nostalgia Star moment. Today we are discussing Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, the 2001 movie from Nickelodeon. And I just learned that it actually came out before the series, before the episode. So I definitely am going to be considering that as we do our rating here. So where you want to start off, Prime? There's so many places to start here.
Let's start with cast,
because I don't know nothing about this cast. You're gonna have to give me a quick little rundown before I can give a good vote, a good rating. All right, well, we just checked it out because, you know, we got to do our research first. We ain't trying to give no bunk ratings around here, but we looked at the cast and I knew one person, and that was, I gotta look at his name, Patrick Stewart from is that Professor X from X-Men?
Who's
he playing this? Actually in the movie as well? Is this just in the movie or is that in the TV?
He's just in the movie. He's the main guy, the main villain.
Oh, okay, yeah, the two-eyed crazy monster. Yeah.
Yeah,
the alien. All right, oh, dope. Well, I mean, that gives you something because my guy Patrick is definitely a legend out here, so.
Yes, but I will say they did a good job at voice acting, so I might put that up. Like, usually, like, Halloween time, they don't really, they're adding a material, I'm just saying. So that's why. So.
Yeah, I want to see who played my guy, Sheen. Jeffrey Garcia. Who? Sheen, man. I'm going to have to do some research on this character, man.
his main thing is Ultra Lord. Like, if you say anything about Ultra Lord, that's
Ultra,
like,
Lord!
That's like him, his thing. Like,
oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, I'll give it a C. I mean, I could go to a B minus, but I'll just give it as a C, just because I think if they would have used someone more noteworthy, that maybe it could have brought some extra attention to the cast and the show. There's nothing wrong with the product that they put out. I think everybody did a good job.
I think for this in particular, having a new cast to then go on to do the show is good, because you don't have to have nobody like that's doing all this stuff. It's like, you can take this cast from the movie and put on the show, rather than take, like, you know, if you had, like, you know, The Rock or whoever, you have to replace their voice.
You're going to have to switch it up. So, yeah, you're right. Strategic casting on their part, if they knew they're going to have to do the show as well. So.
I give it a B-. B-.
There you go. All right, moving along. You want to hit on what, the production?
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. The animation, I'm sure at the time for 2001 was like, oh, okay, this is something somewhat futuristic. It has, you know, a lot of action sequences. Like I said, they put some special effects, I think, on Poulter, yep. It looks like, you know, they tried to add a little sprinkle of reality and 3D animation there. So I thought it was pretty good, man. I think I'll give it an A-.
I'll give it a A, because I just like the way that the animation looks even now. Like, I think it can compete even now and will still be good. The show is the same kind of animation, but obviously it's different. It's not as crisp as this is. So I give it an A.
Yeah, it looks a lot better than some of the YouTube animation I see now, even today in 2021. So yeah, I will agree with you, and I'll stick in my A-. But we can continue on to the plot, though. You ready to hit that plot?
Yeah, let's go.
I thought this was one of the shining, you know, elements of the movie. Although some of the, you know, some of the scenes we have seen before in plenty of other films, and it reminds us of other, you know, other classic projects that we've seen in the past. I think that's good, though, when you can incorporate that into a kid's, some kids' content, so that way they're understanding, you know, the ways of the adult, but under, you know, their own, with their own context. So I do like the plot. I think it was pretty sophisticated for the time and, you know, their audience. And so I would give it a minus, somewhere right there.
I would give it a B plus, only because I think they should have defeated Poacher and not just have left.
They just hopped in their little space carts and bounced out, right?
They have a knack for doing that. They don't ever defeat the villain. They just get on the spaceship and leave, and then he come back like three episodes later, like, oh, I'm still here.
That's just their way of not having to make new characters. They like, oh, we're gonna keep this guy around, Poacher.
Well, yeah, but it's like they have these three in the show. They have like these three bad guys that keep following them, like every like 10 episodes,
and it's like, finish them off already.
Yeah, but I guess they don't want to kill. I don't know.
Yeah, they almost like, they ain't gonna never kill them on Nickelodeon. That's what
it's always like a thing where they just hit a rock or something, and they send them into space. Mm-hmm. But then obviously the space, it goes out and it comes back, and they'd be like, oh, we're back. So yeah.
All right. So what else we got on the list?
Wait, did I get my what we are?
We was on plot. I think you gave it a B. You said B.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And then where we at now? You know, we have fandom or longevity.
Let's go with longevity.
As far as the longevity, I would say that, one, the graphics definitely hold up. I think it looks good. This is something that my kids were literally just watching right now. Storylines that I can still enjoy today as an adult. So I think that it holds up pretty well. And the main thing with animation is how it looks, because if that, you know, that can fall off very fast. So I think that was the main factor in me giving it a B plus.
Oh, okay. I would give it an A minus because it's still talked about to this day. And also people still are hoping for a spin-off-ish reboot type of thing, or a live action thing. It's always the two that's like always in production and like always just go away. Like, for example, Avatar. I know you don't watch the show, but Avatar has had a spin-off, and they had a movie. The movie wasn't good. People always want something with it. Like, now Avatar has a show in production. So like somebody always wants a type of show of this show.
So. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely, whenever you're talking about science, technology, aliens and stuff, you could always bring that back, because every 10 years you're going to have more and more technology and more exposure to aliens, if you believe in that sort of thing. So definitely could see this one coming back. And I think that kind of leads into the fandom. What do you think about the fans of this series?
I think personally it should get a B plus. Just because not only just for me, it's like some stuff you can type in like one sentence from this and put it on YouTube and like it'll pop up. You know, stuff like that. Stuff from the episodes, not the movie per se, but the episodes and stuff, which counts as the movie too. But you know, I give it a B.
Yeah, go a little bit rogue here. I'm gonna just give it a C, only because I hadn't heard of the movie, and that's just my fault. Probably didn't know the timeline of the movie in the series. So I feel like, yeah, the TV show gets a lot. If we're talking about Jimmy Neutron, just overall, I give it a B plus, A, because a lot of people love Jimmy Neutron. But for the movie, I'm gonna give it a C, just because I'm thinking in my own world and I haven't heard of it. So it's just a completely selfish rating that I'm just bringing down my average, because I probably gave it a little bit too high on the plot. So
there is a thing people some people don't notice that is a movie because they use the shots from the movie to put it in their intro of the TV show. Mm. So it's like you don't even notice the scene between the two. But you know, there are a lot of staples that they use. Like Retroland is a staple, the classroom, the lab, obviously, the candy bar. It's like their hangout spot. So they have a lot of different stuff. And Jimmy always finds a way. Him and Goddard always find a way to do something.
Yeah, Goddard. Was Goddard, was he a popular sidekick back then?
Yeah, because he can do everything.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. Pretty cool. I mean, reminds me of what, like Elroy? I don't know, on the Jetsons. Or, I don't know. Not Elroy, that's the son.
Astro,
there you go, or something like that. Or I was even thinking about the thing in Flubber, that thing that was followed around Robin Williams. I mean, he's just a jack of all trades type of robot, which is always a cool factor because there's so many different things that you can do with those type of characters, and they did a good job in transforming him and you know, showing off his capabilities. So I thought that was fun and something I could definitely see in a reprise of this just kind of taking over is Goddard.
And they also are like time with, like, because they don't use stuff at that time, so that is not retro, so they just use other like they just use different stuff. Like he not using a flip phone or whatever. So
right. Yeah. No, they get one day we'll see. I guess it'll be up to the fans. So that was a nostalgia star rating right there of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. Y'all go check it out.
Yep, and just, you know, I guess we can close that. Let everybody know where to find you.
Hey, you can find me at Lee Boy TV on all socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Please like, subscribe, comment, you know, show your boy some love. I need some motivation recently. And then also check me out on Magical Life Media. Been doing some stuff. We're back up out at Disneyland with the fam. I know, you know, I'm cheating on my Nickelodeon fam, but it is what it is. The family loves Disney, so we spend some time out there as well. So follow along on Magical Life Media. And Lee Boy TV across the board.
Yep. And obviously, you know, Twitter, Instagram at KVNG Prime Time, at Prime Nostalgia Pod, P Nostalgia Pod. And give us your star rating for this, because, you know, people might say we might be, you know, biased or whatever. Maybe not. Who knows? How do you feel?
Let us know, man. We're not the experts. We just contributors. That's it. We just have our own opinions.
Let us know if you also want us to do whatever movie. And of course, we end it by saying prime time.
Prime time is all the time. Prime time. We out.
Prime Nostalgia.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prime Nostalgia, the podcast dedicated to entertainment from childhood, that's 80s, 90s, the latest 2000s, cause Prime, you know it all, and Lee Boy be wild, and he's from all that, dropping gems for you to find, so that's orange, the light is line, Prime Time is all the time, we talking about the classics, and there's so many, this Lee Boy TV and Prime out.